This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The Pirates, including 2025, have 5 years of club control before he reaches free agency. If they believe that they have absolutely no chance of signing him, then they should trade him. And you can make the argument that they should trade him now. I'm not going to, because I think the Pirates, with some of the players that they have coming up, they would have a chance to win if they were to go out and actually bring in some offensive players and sign some free agents. But the truth is, like, there are teams that already are going to ask about Paul Skenes at the trade deadline this year. And I don't anticipate that he's going to be moved, but there's a real argument to be made that the best thing for the Pittsburgh Pirates would be to move Paul Skenes has his most value.
Jeff Passan, Baseball's Adam Schefter, saying there's a real argument to be made for trading Paul Skenes. I wouldn't do it. I think he's right. If you qualify it with after Ben Cherington is let go, if you were to trade Paul Skenes, you can absolutely 100% not let Ben Cherington be the guy to make the deal. Again, I wouldn't do it. No matter who the GM is, not right now. At some point, Paul Skenes will get traded. He's not just going to wander off into free agency. That's not going to happen. But Ben Cherington can't make the trade. I went back and I looked at some of the trades that Cherington has made. Joe Musgrove was a big piece at the time. You got David Bednar back. Among other things, those other things haven't worked out. David Bednar, a two-time All-Star, that's an okay trade then. I'd rather have a great starter than a great closer, but you get it. Mm-hmm. Jameson Taillon yielded. Rowanzi Contreras, nope. Miguel Yajure, nope. Kanan Smith and Jigba, and some other guy's name whom I can't say. Bad trade for a good piece. Clay Holmes, who pitched against the Pirates the other night, traded to the Yankees for Hoy Park and Diego Castillo. Not great. Rodolfo Castro was, and this is just a random one, traded to Phillies for Bailey Falter, one of the ones that actually worked out for the Pirates. Hooray, hurrah. Rich Hill and G-Man Choi, just to pull one that was recent, traded to the Padres for Jackson Wolf, Alfonso Rivas, Estuaro Suero. Doran, you remember any of those guys' names?
Rivas.
You're supposed to say no for effect.
No.
This guy can't make a trade, man. And if you were to trade Paul Skenes, it would be one of the biggest moments in franchise history. So yeah, maybe the Pirates are getting calls on Skenes right now. If I were another general manager, sure, I'd call on Skenes. Do your due diligence. You can't make the move.
No.
And if I'm Bob Nutting, I would say to Ben Cherington, I wouldn't tell him he's fired at the end of the year, but I would say under no circumstances do you move that guy.
No.
Under no circumstances.
What about Cruz?
Do you move that guy? Same thing. Mm-hmm. I don't let him trade anybody. Which is why he shouldn't be the GM right now. Because you have players that you could try to move at the deadline this year. Andrew Heaney, I mean, the list goes on. There's a bunch of guys. I don't want him trading anybody because he's not going to get full value in return. Pony brought up a rumor yesterday that the Orioles are interested in Mitch Keller. I've been saying for a while they should trade Mitch Keller. Money out, money in. He's a good pitcher. He would yield, I think, a decent return. I'm not letting Ben Cherington make that deal under no circumstances. am I letting that guy pull that trigger? Because he's not going to get a good enough return.
So wait, you're not going to let him make any deals this season?
Yeah.
So they're not going to make any deals. So you mean like they're just not going to do anything?
He's weakening at Bernie's, Doran.
I'm just saying, you might as well just fire him then.
I know. They should have fired him when they fired Derek Shelton, because you need to make moves.
Well, they're telling us that he's probably going to be around.
He's going to trade guys at the deadline. He's going to do that. I would hold on to Mitch Keller. If I'm Bob Nutting, I would tell him don't trade Mitch Keller either. Like, okay, Andrew Heaney's of the world. I wouldn't want him to make a single deal, but it would be a directive from on high. You cannot trade Keller. He's too valuable of a piece, both when he's pitching for you and what he could yield in return. And I'm absolutely not trading Paul Skeens.
Do you think that anybody outside of Paul Skeens that Bob Nutting cares about the baseball?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to say that. I don't think he's going to have an opinion on Mitch Keller's or even O'Neill Cruz, anybody on the roster outside of Paul Skeens, because that's the only one that brings in money.
He gave Ben Cherington a vote of confidence by not firing Ben Cherington. So he's giving him zero directives. I'm guessing that Cherington himself would view Skeens as untouchable. But were I Bob, I would say he's untouchable. Keller's untouchable. Cruz is untouchable. Our biggest name prospects are untouchable, because all these players hold value more than just what they bring to you on the baseball field. And I would not want him moving any of them, knowing that you could get a great return this offseason if the right general manager is making the moves. I don't think that's going to happen, though.
No, it's not, because if that were to happen, how are you just going to handcuff the GM to make moves for the future of the team and keep him around? Like,
right?
That doesn't make any sense. So if he's here, he's going to make moves.
Yeah, if he's here, he's going to be the GM. Yeah. He's going to do all the GM things, and that absolutely terrifies me. I really think that Mitch Keller could be traded before the deadline by Ben Cherington. That should scare every single Pirates fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.